Okay, and we have returned, and it's a lot of fun to return when you have nothing to hide. It opens your mind, it opens your heart, you begin closer to God and see the good and try to expose the evil. That's why I've called numerous Jesuit priests all over the country and their tennis assistancies. That's why I've called the emissary and the Washington emissary to the Black Pope, the head of the Jesuit order, Father Peter Hans Kolvenbach, the evil one, I call him. He won't talk about this because I wanted to ask them simple questions about their past, about their history, and to get it out on the table. And I said, if they were hiding anything as priests, what? If they're supposed to be good and God-loving people, the last thing they want to do is hide things, and they want to talk to their detractors. They want to talk to people who don't believe what they say. And you know what? Why don't they? That's my question. Why doesn't Nancy Pelosi, the head of our House of Representatives, want to deal with this issue when she's very close to the Jesuits? Why doesn't any of them want to deal with it? Why doesn't anybody in the media want to deal with it? What the heck is going on? And that is my big gripe, because if we talk about it openly and not afraid to deal with history, as some of the researchers in this show have talked about, what is it? It's not religious bigotry, folks. It's a hidden satanic group. And Father Martinez is a good example, mentioning that Satan is controlling Congress. Well, Satan, Father, have you ever considered that Satan may be controlling the Vatican, as Leo Zagami talks about here? And why don't you ask him a little bit about the pedophilia problems in our country? Ask the New York detective, Jim Rothstein, who's been on my show, who said it led right to Cardinal Spellman, right to Cardinal Egan right now. And let's talk about the homosexuality problem in the Vatican. Leo, my guest here, has got solid information that the Pope is even gay. And like Seinfeld on that show says, I'm against any of it. It's just amazing when you find these serious problems that are going on deep within the hierarchy of the Vatican, not just a few priests out there causing some problems. So I wanted to say that, Leo, and it's just, it leads up to my next question. Go ahead.
We are not against homosexuals. Somebody sent me an email yesterday saying, I heard what you said on Greg's show about the Pope and his gay lover, and it seemed like you had something against homosexual. If homosexual is openly homosexual, that's good. It's okay. I don't have anything. It's his own choice. But if a pope is an homosexual and he's preaching against gay marriages every day and being the kind of person he is by being hypocrite to the limit, then at that point, well, I have a problem with him, with homosexuality in the closet, the Vatican way, because obviously it's not the open way that we see in the streets of Los Angeles, or in the streets. I think that we have to understand that there is also a lot of listeners, maybe who are gay, who want to support us, who maybe thought that we had something against them. We have nothing against you guys. I really want to reiterate that. It's your own choice. It's not my own choice. If you want to go to hell, it's your own problem. It's not my problem. You understand? I have evidence that the practices of homosexuality in the Vatican are connected to the Coronzon ritual. The Coronzon ritual of the 11th degree of the OTO is black magic. And it's the unwilling sexual intercourse from behind, the anal intercourse, opens the gates to hell. And this is something that is to do with black magic. So I want to repeat, it's your own choice, but I have nothing against people who are openly gay. I have something against a pope who is gay and he doesn't want to declare it.
All right, good. We'll stop right there. Come back in 3 minutes with my guest, Leo Zagami, and talk a little bit about his past. People may have forgotten his story, so we're going to get back to that and some callers. Back in 3 minutes.
Yeah. Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, we are back on the Investigative Journal. And my guest is Leo Zagami. He's a former high-level P2 member of the Monte Carlo P2 Lodge, connected with the Illuminati and the Vatican for many years. Leo, tell us a little bit about how you got mixed up with these guys and then why you finally left. Go ahead.
Well, it was because of my grandfather, who had been a part of them. His name was Leopoldo Zagami, a senator in Italy, who had a very big position in politics, and was killed at the end of the day by one of them, because at the end they always end up killing between each other. And I wanted to join this organization just because I was joining my tradition. I was joining what in my family had been a long tradition of Freemasonry, of knighthoods, the Knights of Malta, and by following the family tradition, I end up being involved with these people. In a way, I wanted to revenge the name of my grandfather and bring them to a knowledge that what they done was wrong. And they came to that knowledge, but also I understood that what they were doing was completely wrong. So probably my grandfather was eliminated because of that.
And so
he was poisoned and died in
1974. And what were some of your positions there? What were your jobs? And then why did you finally leave?
Well, as I said, I got to join because also of my aristocratic background. In 1993, I became a member of the highly powerful Masonic lobby of Prince Aliata di Monreale. Prince Aliata di Monreale was a member also of leading member of Gladio, a 33-degree member of the Supreme Council in Washington, and he got me involved first with Freemasonry. Then in 1999 I became a member of the Monte Carlo Lodge, and in the meantime I also became a member of various other secret societies connected to Freemasonry, which are only open to people who are in the high level of Freemasonry. And some of these societies are like the Ordo Templi Orientis or the Society Rosicruciana in Anglia, only open to the elite. In America, only 72 members of Freemasonry can join at one time in all the Society Rosicruciana in America, for example. They are very highly elitarian societies. I joined and I saw that things were wrong, but I wanted to change them. I was an idealist in a way, and but I saw that with this kind of people, they only talk business. They don't want to talk about the real principle of even what they're doing, esoterically speaking. They don't care about God. They care about their cash. They care about the bank account. That's what I discovered. And that was a sad thing to discover, because amongst all, they don't value fraternity, but they value your position in money and in the blood, the bloodline that you have.
And you know, in America, we hear talk of the New World Order. We hear talk that we need to stop the New World Order. We see what's happened with the European Union, what's happening in our country, the loss of our freedoms, and we try to find out who they are. Now, why, in your estimation, Leo, is it not good enough just to talk about the Zionists, but to also connect the Vatican in this movement of the New World Order? Tell Americans why, if you leave them out, you may never get to the real truth.
Well, on the 3rd of March 2003, I joined also the United Grand Lodge of England and one of the most prestigious lodges, Kirby Lodge 2818, with my mentor Julian Rees, and there I discovered that the Vatican power was totally interconnected with the Zionism, and that lodges like Quater Coronati 2076, who are working for the reconstruction of the Temple of Solomon, are in reality also connected to the Opus Dei, to the Jesuits, and the people like Robert Gilbert, and people that are renewed as worldwide leaders of Freemasonry are in reality not free thinkers or free and accepted Masons, as they like to call themselves, but they are not free to do anything, because they are in the hands of this Vatican hierarchy, who is always behind every form of Freemasonry or every form of knighthood in this planet. And they control everything. And when I saw that it was impossible to do anything against it, then I started to fight them. But it was it took me 3 years to literally come out of the whole thing, because I had joined the whole establishment in such a way, in such an intricate way, with all these various secret societies I was a member of. It was a big responsibility also for me to leave a lot of the people I had under me in the hands of these crooks. And at the end, I managed to, when I left, to do it in a public way, because then the people who were under me will understand that what I was doing was wrong, and that also they should change, and they should leave Freemasonry and leave these organizations like the Opus Dei, and try to come back to realizing that they are no good for us, these organizations, and that we should be free men, free and full of hope. That's why we create nowadays the Committee of Hope, which is a new concept, independent concept. And I would like to say this again. Go on my website, www.illuminaticonfessions.webfriend.it. I repeat, www.illuminaticonfessions.webfriend.it. Because you can come in contact with my story, with what we are doing also with regards to the Committee of Hope, and I want to also say to all the people out there, just put on your, set up your own committee and do it, regardless of whatever you might think when it comes down to the consequences, because we are fighting for the freedom of humanity. So this is and even if you get arrested, like it happened to the woman in Venice Beach, California, many people got arrested in the past thanks to the great ideals they were portraying. But sometimes you have to suffer for your ideals, like I suffered myself when I left the Illuminati.
Right, and in this organization, when you left, you mentioned some people that were involved. You knew some information regarding 9/11, and this is an issue in America that's very important. One that I believe the reason we haven't gotten to the truth of 9/11, who did it, is one because the people that did it are covering their own tracks. Our judiciary and our political system allows this to happen, but the people that are trying to get at the truth, even the grassroots truth tellers, have been misled down a wrong path by many people, and that's because of the psyops inside the 9/11 truth-telling groups. Now, you've mentioned some names that are important, and one I want to touch on here for the next 3 minutes is Comandante Ugo Ballestieri. Now, he is from Italy, now is an American citizen working as the head of the Rotary Club in New York, very close to Giuliani. And you said earlier that he had inside information about 9/11, and that after you investigated him, we may be able to get to the real culprits. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that you should investigate down that line, because you will find the connection with the Order of the Sons of Italo-Americans, which is the biggest order for people of Italian descent in America. You will find connections that go down to directly to 9/11 with Comandante Giorgio Ugo Ballestieri. But not only, Comandante Giorgio Ugo Ballestieri claims to be a great man in the interreligious dialogue. He claims to be somebody who is actually working between religions to bring peace, while instead he is another psyop working for the intelligence, doing something that obviously people like us should be very aware of. And I hope that in the future, if you just go and search for Comandante Giorgio Ugo Ballestieri on the internet, you will find yourself the information, his name on the list of P2 members, his name as a director of the Rotary Club, and you will understand that these things are all interconnected. So it will open the eyes of many people who definitely want to have a more detailed research on who were the people behind 9/11.
And tell us a little bit about his past in Italy that we may not know of.
Well, he was involved during the 70s in the arms trade between America and Italy, in a secret arms trade, which is still going on through the port of Livorno, which... In the 70s, they were bringing in weapons that were often used for terrorist attacks, and they created also the Red Brigades. Gladio was behind the creation and with their psyops of the Red Brigades, and this because the strategy of tension was orchestrated both for the left and the right wing, so they could create a tension in Italy, and you were yourself a witness of this in those years.
Yeah, and that exactly what was happening in Italy back then is happening today here. The Red Brigades, or what they were known as Brigata Rossa, were basically a terrorist organization funded by the CIA and Gladio to spread fear and terror amongst Italians. And I believe that was a test plan on what they're doing here by using Al-Qaeda and the fundamentalist Muslims. So Ballestieri then is an arms dealer, works closely with the Vatican. Licio Gelli,
yes,
was a good friend of Ronald Reagan and was also at his inauguration, also the head of the P2 Lodge in Italy. Ballestieri comes to America after 9/11. He gets a American citizenship. And then tell us a little bit about his business background. What he's doing in business here.
He's involved in a company called MSGI Security Systems, which does the security for the airports.
Oh, boy. That's the kind of guy you want as the head of security of airports. A drug run, an arms dealer actually orchestrated 9/11. My God, we need to investigate these people. This might go right to Giuliani. We're going to get back and talk about that right after this short message.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Okay, we are back on the Investigative Journal. And, Leo, in prior interviews, you'd mentioned that this Balestrieri connection to 9/11, other P2 members in Italy and abroad that knew about this and actually were involved in orchestrating it, would lead to people like former Mayor Giuliani, Cardinal Egan, former President Bush, George Bush in the White House now, Cheney and the rest of them. The question becomes this. Balestrieri will never talk prior to, you know, because basically he's bought and paid off. But we need to find some people that know him well that may spill the beans on these guys. Is that a possibility?
Well, Balestrieri, first of all, is very angry with me. He's very angry. He said that also to somebody recently. He has put me on his black book, and he's furious with me because of my betrayal, he says. So I don't think that these people will ever talk. They are actually intelligence operatives that have a lot to hide, and obviously they know that what I said has in the last few months brought to the attention of people certain characters and also certain organizations that they should have been silenced forever. So I know also that Mauro Lazzari, this grandmaster I talked with in December, he said, ah, no, Balestrieri, you know, is the usual intelligence operative. He messed up everything with you. We want you to not mention the name of Ezio Giunchigli anymore. So there is a pyramid behind Balestrieri, remember. And this pyramid goes back to the Vatican, and its connection is directly with the Monte Carlo Lodge. And the Monte Carlo Lodge should be investigated sooner or later, because there is involvement in the Monte Carlo Lodge also of another guy called Franz Murgia. Franz Murgia, Francesco Murgia, is the lawyer of the King of Savoia, who recently was also arrested in Italy. You know, the last summer he was arrested in Italy.
Yeah, tell us the story. Go ahead.
Well, he was involved with a big scandal regarding slot machines, illegal slot machines, and money laundering, and even prostitution. And this, we are talking here about the King of Italy. Obviously, he's not the king anymore, because in Italy we have a republic. But the fact is that defending him as his lawyer nowadays in Italy for this case, which obviously brought to the attention of the media again the P2, there is none other than Francesco da Franz Murgia. And Franz Murgia is the partner of Ezio Giunchiglia in the Universal Unity Monte Carlo Lodge. So you see, everything is interconnected. And Franz Murgia, as we know him, is a very important character still nowadays in Italy behind the King of Italy, but also he's working with the Grand Orient of Italy, the Grand Orient d'Italia, and the Grand Orient d'Italia has always denied any connections with the P2 after the scandal. And this proves instead that is completely... That is another fraud. The Grand Orient d'Italia, which is the biggest obedience of Freemasons in Italy, still has connections with the P2, and I have the documents to prove it in my possession, and anybody that is interested from Freemasonic headquarters to come to me and want to investigate this matter, so I can forward the documentation.
Yeah, and so we the connections at the Monte Carlo Lodge. You also mentioned there were members from the Vatican there. Priests were also members there, correct?
Sure. Marcinkus was a member, and Marcinkus, as we know, probably the most known member, but many other also are members. And there is a connection directly with the Opus Dei and the new head of CEI, the Centro Episcopale Italiano, Bagnasco. Bagnasco is the new... bishop in charge of the Italian bishop scene, and is now taking the place of Cardinal Ruini. I don't know if you know a bit about Cardinal Ruini, but he is a very powerful individual in the Vatican, and he's now deposed his power in favor of this future Cardinal Bagnasco, which now is a bishop. And I think that the situation regarding they are passing over to the new generations their own knowledge, but they have difficulty in finding people who are as evil as them, or are as wise and evil as them.
Now, what do you know, we had a minute here, about the Black Pope and his connection to Ratzinger, and what do you know about Ratzinger? Why is he the Pope now?
Well, Ratzinger was the head of... the modern Holy Inquisition, the Congregation for the Matters of Faith. He was in he's a big theologian, but also he is a guy who is blackmailed by the Black Pope because of his homosexuality. Cardinal Ratzinger became Pope because he has a lover, a 24-year-old lover that we talked about in the past. And obviously, by having this position, it's very easy for the Jesuits to blackmail him, because he is obviously not a saint.
Yeah, and he's obviously under the control of the Black Pope, according to what you've learned, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we should now, in this Friday, bring some hope to the people. We have to try also to bring some hope to the people. But how are we going to do this? It's a very difficult situation, Greg. We have to work on this.
Okay, let's talk about that in 3 minutes. Get to some callers for our last half hour on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, we are back for the last half hour, and let me give out the phone number, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We have a lot of callers lining up, and I will get to you. But first, let me mention this. You're listening to a show called that many call the alternative to the alternative media. You're not going to get this information anyplace else. And so I ask you to tune in, tell your friends, and let's spread the word at least to get this issue on the table that has been muted, has been in silence, that I don't even know how long it's going to last here because I know how powerful the Vatican can be. So as long as we're on the air, we'll keep spreading this message. But we will find places to go. I've been contacted by a number of affiliate stations all over the country through the help of some people who'd like to carry this show, and we will carry the message no matter what happens because America deserves it, and we deserve hope. We deserve to get to the bottom of everything, and we deserve an open discussion on it, even if you agree or disagree. And that, I will say again, I do not screen calls on my show, and I take opposing views and people who agree with my guests and some of the opinions that I spread. But I do draw the line at this, no name calling, and no one talks over each other. So we act civilly, and that's the way it goes. That's my rule. It's a simple one. Leo, you did want to say on this Good Friday, which is also a very important Vatican Satanic Day holiday. Tell us about this, first of all, the Satanic influence in this organization you worked with, and then we'll get to the point of spreading hope. Go ahead.
The Satanic influence came thanks to the membership of all the leaders of the various OTOs, Ordo Templi Orientis, that was an organization which also belonged to the infamous Satanist Aleister Crowley. And the Ordo Templi Orientis, which now has as world leader Immanus Beta, known as William Breeze, and he was also a member of the Monte Carlo Lodge together with Comandante Giorgio Ugo Ballestieri. He had under his control all the various Satanists. We had also in the Monte Carlo Lodge Count Nicholas, who is another member of another OTO called the OTO FHL, Fraternitas Hermetica Luciferina, which is headed by Roberto Negrini. Imagine that Roberto Negrini, this Satanist, had a conference inside the headquarters of the Opus Dei just 1 year ago in Bologna. So if you wanted to investigate really Satanism, you had to go to the Opus Dei headquarters in Bologna, which is known as Villa Leona. And there Carlo Maria Baserga, who is the owner of this big villa, who is owned by Carlo Maria Baserga and his family, and is run as the headquarters of the Opus Dei, has also other kinds of meetings, and this conference was about the Illuminati and the myth of the Illuminati, and was done by Roberto Negrini. Obviously, they didn't want to have officially any connections with Roberto Negrini, these people, so everything was done in secret. As I said, if you want to check out the position of the Satanist, you just have to go on the internet and search for Ordo Templi Orientis U.S. Grand Lodge. They are the biggest satanic organization together with the Church of Satan in the U.S., and they're also connected with the Church of Satan through Carl Abramson in Sweden, who is the heir of the infamous Satanist Anton LaVey, who was the founder of the Church of Satan in 1966.
And there's no mistaking about it from your information that there's a connection right to the Vatican and then to many of our leaders in this country.
There is a connection directly with all these various secret societies of Satanists and the Vatican, and it's all leading to a new world order in which they want to control good and evil, because they don't see any difference between good and evil, these people. They work within what they reckon is the hermaphrodite stage, the stage of the androgyn level, in which they are both good and evil. They are above the normal institutions, and they want to be able to bring what Aleister Crowley wanted to this new aeon, a magical child, an antichrist, to take over the world. And this antichrist, in my eyes and in the eyes of many, is George W. Bush, who is also the son of Barbara Bush, and Barbara Bush herself was directly connected with Aleister Crowley.
And where did you find that out?
This I found out by being in the Ordo Templi Orientis for almost more than 10 years. And since 1993, I worked within the Ordo Templi Orientis, and I also became part of what is their elite. Their elite who guides everything is called the AA, the Astro Argentinum, the Order of the Silver Star, and which is the silver star, is the Sirius star, the dog star, in the constellation of Orion, and is connected to the ancient Egyptian cult of Set, which is Satan.
Now, what was Barbara Bush's connection to Crowley that you found out?
Well, the connection was that from what they were saying, that actually Barbara Bush was the daughter of Aleister Crowley.
Interesting. And we know about George H. Bush and his connection What an interesting fact. I mean, people have mentioned that to me, but you found personal, up close and personal information regarding this. What about?
Found it out from Lomailo Duquette. Lomailo Duquette is the general secretary of the Ordo Templi Orientis in United States of America, and he's also a well-known author of the occult. And he's the one who writes all the preface to the various. He wrote the Handbook of Rituals of Aleister Crowley and published it through Weiser Publications in America.
Now, what's the significance for these Satanists of Good Friday today?
For them, in the day in which the Christians are obviously celebrating the Via Dolorosa, the Via Crucis, the moment in which Christ was suffering, going with his cross across the various patients, for them, this is a moment in which they can instead worship their own dark forces, because the attention of the people and the forces of the people is all addressed on the worship of what's happening tonight with Pope Ratzinger. Pope Benedict XVI tonight will be celebrating this particular Mass, and at the same time the Black Pope will be celebrating another kind of Mass elsewhere.
Yeah, and that would be interesting to find. Let's go to some calls right now. We got a whole bunch of callers lining up. John in Massachusetts, you've been waiting a long time. Do you have a quick question for my guest?
Yes, I do. Well, first of all, I'd like to say that I agree with pretty much everything that he's saying, but I did have a question. I was curious. I know that you, Greg, have had Nuri Rivera on your show, so you're aware of Alberto Rivera, and I learned from him that the Vatican actually created the religion of Islam because the Arabs wouldn't convert to Catholicism, so they had Jesuit priests spreading the message that one day a prophet would come, and that was Muhammad. And when he was born, the Jesuit priests raised him. And
we discussed this in the past.
I'm sorry, I haven't heard that. I was just wondering, because I read somewhere that you, Leo, converted to Islam, and I didn't know if you were aware of this information, and if you were, why you would choose that and not to go to the truth that you're aware.
I am able to disagree with what Alberto Rivera stated, because I know that Alberto Rivera got this information specifically from somebody who I know is a Zionist agent and was promoting a concept which is completely contrary to the truth. I myself married, my wife is a pure Sayyid, a descendant of the Prophet Muhammad, and so I'm in contact with the High Council of Islam, and I can tell you that they sent their emissaries at the time of the Prophet to Rome, and they tried to convert Rome to the one God, but because Rome is in reality still worshipping their pagan gods in secret, like they're doing tonight, that's why I decided to always state to everybody who will talk to me about Rivera, I agree with pretty much everything he said. But unfortunately, Rivera wasn't a cardinal. Rivera was a simple priest, and he himself was manipulated also by the Jesuits.
Yeah. Yeah,
correct. And I also might mention, according to his wife, killed by them for spreading simple information regarding how they infiltrate churches. That was his main message.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What do you believe is the truth then about the true? What's the true Islam?
True Islam is Sunni Islam, is they believe in the Quran and in the last prophet Muhammad. I'm not into Shiite or Wahhabi. I know that the Wahhabis have been created themselves by the Zionists. They have been corrupt. The Wahhabi actually participated with the Vatican in this whole big stage show of events regarding 9/11, and we know the Wahhabi are the most powerful at the moment because they are in charge of the Holy Land of Islam. That's why we have to be very careful when we talk of Islam as a unifying only one school. There is many schools of Islam. I believe personally, my belief is in God, and I don't believe in any external source that might filter between me and God. You understand?
Yeah, I understand that. So what would your personal view then be about Jesus? Because I know that in the Quran he's only referred to as a prophet and not the only one true savior.
Well, I will invite you to read the Quran more detail regarding Jesus, because it's quite a lot of material in the Quran regarding Jesus. And actually, what's coming out now with the recent discoveries about the true nature of Jesus and what happened in the Council of Nicaea, in the Council of Nicaea in 325 after Christ, we know that the Emperor Constantine, he created a religion that suited the empire and became the Roman Empire religion, and that Jesus was to become a god. But Jesus, for me, is a man, a messenger, the seal of all saints, like Muhammad is the seal of all prophets. These two figures, Jesus and Muhammad, are complementary to a great design by God, who starts with Moses. So we should see no confrontation between the religions or the monotheistic religions. Unfortunately, religions are in the hands of human beings, and that's why they get politicized.
Well, I agree with you on that, but I actually have a strong thing I'd like to state real quickly about that, is that I don't agree with going along with any man-made religion. I believe just in Jesus himself, and I believe
that. Yeah, but
that
that's what I told you before. The relation I have with God is my personal religion, and I deal it personally with God. If I want to bend down a certain number of times a day in front of God, it's because I have a strong belief in Him, and I believe that He is the Savior.
Well, I believe that.
Sounds to me, John and Leo, that you're both on the same page. Maybe a little bit of differences, but...
I also believe Jesus is a fundamental character. You have to understand that in the Quran, Jesus is the one who will come to save everybody at the end of time. So
yeah.
Jesus is the Savior.
Well, the thing that I was trying to say, though, is that I understand what you're trying to say about how everyone's trying to attack Islam and that there needs to be a unifying, but I also think that could also create a state where they're unifying all religions to set up the stage for the Antichrist, who would just, it seems like it's a good thing in unifying.
Unfortunately, you are right concerning the attempt of wanting to unify religions by the Antichrist, but that's because they are unifying man-made religions. They're unifying not the real thought of the prophets, Jesus, Moses, or Muhammad. They're trying to just unify the political side of them.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Anything? Okay, John, thanks for calling. I have to move on and call anytime.
Okay.
Chris in Texas, you're on the Investigative Journal.
Leo, how y'all doing?
Good.
Leo, a couple of things. Are you familiar with this new film that came out? It's called Riddle in Stones.
I'm not.
Well, no, me either.
What it has to deal with is Freemasons and all the symbolism that takes place in the nation's capital, Washington D.C. And as a matter of fact, you can see a good portion of it on Google Video. Just type Riddle in Stones.
Who is the director?
Oh God, I can't think of his name. But you can get it on Google Video.
Okay.
And part of the questions I have is they had a ritual where they did something with corn and oil and I can't think of the other thing that they were doing.
Well, what happens is that in Freemasonry you use the elements water, earth, fire, all these elements mixed up also in different ways when it comes down to the initiations, because the candidate usually goes around the temple blindfolded, and these elements have a certain sense to him. You know, if you put in the mouth of somebody a certain substance which is not tasting good, they obviously say this is the bitter taste of the traitors, for example. Understand?
Well, so, if you can, if you get a chance, go to Google and look at that video. And I just found it fascinating, all the symbolism
that.
Well, Freemasonry is based on something that is an old trade, which is the trade of the Masons that came from ancient Atlantis down to now. So we see that, for example, how they constructed the pyramids in Egypt, and it's still a great mystery for some people, but it's not a mystery for the Freemasons.
Yeah, and Greg, the other thing I wanted to tell you is, you know, I've observed some of this, what's been going on, and I'm with you. I think it has to deal with the Vatican, some of these things that are taking place. I mean, to see America's leaders, especially like when the Pope died, all of them were there to visit him, you know, upon his death. And I know recently Shimon Peres paid a visit to the Vatican and then announced one from what I heard.
And so did Caesar, so did Hugo Chavez, the leader of Venezuela, Castro. All these guys are working together, the leaders of the Middle East, the leaders of Israel, the leaders of our country. And check out the Red Mass. Just Google Red Mass.
Red Mass?
Red Mass, and you will find that's very interesting. And you'll go to a website called spirituallysmart.com and read about the Red Mass, and you're going to see how our political leaders and our judiciary bows down to the Vatican every year all over the country, no matter what religion they belong to.
Well, yeah.
There is a connection.
And one more thing, could you possibly check out that video on Google, and maybe you can get the producer or the director on as a guest?
I will. Thanks for calling, Chris. We've got to take a break. Then we're going to be back for our final segment with Leo Zagami. Back in 3 minutes.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Okay, I'm going to get right back to it here. We only have a short time. And I do want to say, just like my caller, last caller, Chris, said, he believes the Vatican is involved in targeting America. And I believe that that's the reason why the powers that be, in all levels, want to shut people up like Leo Zagami, want to get shows like this off the air. Because I think we can show beyond a reasonable doubt that if Americans are presented with both sides of the story, how the Vatican controls and operates the Zionist movement, how they foment hatred towards Jews in order to deflect the real spiritual controllers of the New World Order. If you look back at what they did to America in the inception of our country, if what they've done to President Jackson, President Harrison, Taylor, Buchanan, Abraham Lincoln, the sinking of the Titanic, World War I, World War II, President John F. Kennedy, the Waco Massacre, Oklahoma City bombing, the World Trade Center, and religious terrorism in America, we would come to the conclusion that this organization that Mr. Leo Zagami talks about, who is intimately familiar with because of his aristocratic background, is at the center of destroying this country. We can prove that, and that's why they want to shut you up, Leo. I believe that's true. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they are trying in every way possible. But I must say also that people are waking up more and more every day, Greg. And in this Good Friday, I want to give hope to people because I saw that in the last few weeks I'm receiving more emails than I ever received before from a website, people that are finally waking up to the truth, want to take action. And is this the difference that we have with other outlets of alternative media? We want people to take action, to finally go out there and spread the truth and find a solution for it. That's
right.
What is the difference with us and other outlets.
So right. Go ahead.
It's not about the Riddles in Stone, if it's a good film or not. It's about these people, these poor Freemasons that in their hundreds join lodges every week, and they don't know anything about what's happening on the top. They can't even imagine what's happening on the top. They don't know that the establishment of the 33 degree is directly connected with the Vatican. Probably more, a lot of them will be shocked by our revelations if they hear it.
Right, and that also goes to all those Catholic priests out there and Jesuit priests. Find out what your hierarchy is doing. Don't blindly follow them. I've nothing against people who are uninformed, but when you're alerted to it and you stay uninformed because of your own belief system, then I have a problem. You must open up your minds and hearts, and I encourage all broadcasters, all journalists, to think twice when you do not allow a person like Leo Zagami on your show or others that have been on my show, when you constantly just hide this issue, either through being uninformed or being frightened or maybe being involved with them. Think again and try to help your fellow Americans, because it's going to boil down to, like Leo said, there'll be a day when good and evil recognize each other, and good will eventually win. Correct, Leo?
Absolutely. This is one of the things about 2012. Many people are asking what's going to happen in 2012. Well, I can say for sure that at the end of the day, their plan will fail. The plan of this new world order will fail, because the only world, new world order coming in place can be by God himself, and we will see what will happen, but I'm sure that good will prevail in the end.
Well, Leo, that's a good way to end it. Thanks for being on the show. Have a good weekend, and we will have you on again in a couple of weeks, okay? Okay, that was Leo Zagami. All out of time this week on the Investigative Journal. Until Monday, till the same time on Monday. Until then, have a good weekend and good afternoon.
It's